We're doing Kohelet. We're up to what they call the 7th chapter, the 20th pasuk. We had learned some very, very, very interesting pasukim. Shlomo HaMelech had said to us, "Al tehi tzaddik harbei." Don't be extraordinarily pious. If the Torah tells you this is what you got to do, don't try to outsmart the Torah and say, "I'm going to do one better." Al tirshah harbe. Don't be too wicked. Because there are times where the Torah tells us a limit, and there's a time to kill, as we saw earlier in Koheles. There's a time when a person has to fight and protect his family, his people. There are times when a person has to go to war, but then a person has to know where to limit it. Al tirshah harbe. Don't take these acts of violence and extend them where they don't belong and extend that cruelty too much. But we see, Shlomo HaMelech said, Al tirshah harbe. Don't be very wicked, but sometimes wickedness is also a trait that has to be applied. Sometimes a person has to be able to... My daughter got stitches this morning in her eyebrow. You guys know what it's like to hold a 1.5-year-old head down while they're stitching her eyebrow? It's not fun. The kid's wailing and doing everything to fight, but you know that you're doing what's good for the kid. So sometimes you need that cruelty to say, "I know, I'm standing here watching them put a needle through her eyebrow, but that's what has to be." Okay. They did anesthetic, but she's still a 1.5-year-old. She's not going to take it sitting down. It wasn't hurting her. That wasn't the point.
She wanted to move
around. She wasn't about to let them do what they want. But think about it. For a little boy, the little girl holding her head.
Is he talking to the leaders of Israel? He says, "No one not to kill."
Chazal learned that he's making a specific reference to the leaders, but it's relevant to each person because we see the generals also had a task. The soldiers also had a task. The soldiers and the generals stood up to King Saul and said, "We're not killing the priests." Saul went too far and used that same trait and killed the priests of Nob. Then we had learned Hachochmatos lechacham asara shalitim. Wisdom will stand by the wise man more than 10 shields. It will help him avoid dangerous situations more so than the shield can protect him. And now we're up to Pasuk Chaf. Ki Adam ein tzadik ba'aretz. Because man being human, no one is so righteous on land. Asher yaseh tov velo yechita. No one is so righteous that they will only do good their whole lives and never do any sin. Very important pasuk. Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov velo yechita. No such thing as a righteous person on planet Earth that never sins. In heaven you have angels, on earth you have human beings. Now, we have an argument in the Talmud whether there exists a person that dies without sin. But the argument in Talmud is whether they have a sin that was done that was weighty enough to cause their death. But no one says that there were perfect people on earth. The only question is, can it be that someone like Jesse, like Yishai, never did a sin that would be deserving of death? That his dying was just because of the fact that God decreed there'd be death in the world. One opinion says yes. There were a few tzaddikim in the world who only died be'etyo shel nachash, because of the sin with the serpent. So what the serpent did to us, so that's why there's death in the world. And you have those exceptions who died just because of that. And then the other opinion in Talmud says, En yisurim belo chet ven mita belo avon. No one suffers in this world unless they made some kind of mistake. No one dies unless they willfully sinned. So that's the other opinion in Talmud. Either opinion agrees that people sin. No one's perfect, and that's this pasuk. Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov velo yechta. No one is so righteous on earth as to pass through all of life without having sinned. Okay, so one understanding is that Shlomo HaMelech is saying that that's why every person That's why every person has to look over their actions, look over their deeds, because no one's perfect. You know how hard it is we come to the eve of Rosh Hashanah or the eve of Yom Kippur, and we start thinking, what do I have to do tshuva for, right? So we say, gee, yesterday I must have benched without kavana. We could maybe fill out 4 lines on a piece of paper what we did wrong. But that's because we don't keep track. Because if we keep track every day, we'd have notebooks full. So we wait until Erev Rosh Hashanah, and then we could hardly remember, or Erev Yom Kippur. Righteous people keep a notebook. And every night they think back, what did I do wrong today? How am I going to be better tomorrow? No one's perfect, and that's why Rashi learns the Pasuk is telling us, that's why it's imperative that people will repeatedly think about their path, think about what they've done. One of the things that I try to do that I find is helpful for me is in Shmona Esrei. When I say Slach Lanu, I'm asking God for forgiveness, I try to think of specific things. You know, it's easy to Slach Lanu, I did it there. I asked God for forgiveness. For what? I don't know. I must have done something, right? But if you stop before Slach Lanu and you think, what are the things I want to ask forgiveness for? Then it becomes harder to repeat, to become a repeat offender. You know, if every time we'd wake up late for davening, when we'd hit Slach Lanu in davening, we'd stop and think about it. If every time we said Lashon Hara, when we'd hit Slach Lanu, we'd stop and think about it, so then it's going to be harder to say it again next time. That's the big deal about apologizing. I noticed something in Avos Rabbi Nosson. There's a medrash we all know that when Hillel would come, when Aaron, a kohen, would try to make peace between people, so Aaron would come to one and tell him, your friend feels bad for what he did to you. He wants to make peace with you. And then he'd go to the other and say, you know, your friend, the other guy, he wants to make peace with you. He feels bad for what he did to you. And then they'd make peace. So that's a famous story, right? It's a medrash of Avos Rabbi Nosson. But that medrash gives us a tremendous insight. It means one of the reasons I can't make peace with him is because I don't feel like he's willing to admit what he did wrong. I'm not saying I'm 100% right. I'm just saying I have to hear him say he did something wrong. The second Aaron comes to the person and says, you know, he feels bad for what he did, he wants to tell you he's sorry, already the person starts melting. There's peace. Why is there peace? Wait, they haven't mended it yet. Right, but that's the first step. So it's also true vis-a-vis ourselves. The first step to becoming a better person is looking at what we did wrong and saying, I'm sorry. That's the first step of tshuva. Says Shlomo HaMelech, no one's perfect. So everyone should be looking over what they've been doing on an average day. Ki adam in tzadik v'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yachta. No one is so righteous that they don't do sins. Everyone makes mistakes. So everyone has to do tshuva. Ah, but you know what the real answer is. What does everyone say? Tomorrow. Right, tshuva, I'll get there. Who said we're granted a tomorrow? I don't know. I don't have any guarantees. I pray. I hope I'll get there, right? But so that's the first interpretation in this verse. Yes. They just?
There's many customers that come to this room. Like, they think it's your fault that something is missing. Like, if a certain bread is missing, a certain company or something. And sometimes that's a reason, you know. The guy had a fire in his bakery, so you don't get bread coming out. But that's something else. Like, and also, they see that lots of shipment outside that you have to deal with and put in the shop, but they want the other people to go, but they don't care, if they're making your day harder. They don't care if they complain to the lady who is the hookah about things that's not concerning her. Almost all of those people, they should come and say sorry to those people, because they're making those people in supermarkets feel really bad. The way they behave. to them. They behave to them like because they get a low salary, and you speak to them like they're not.
Yeah.
There's this rule in business that the customer's always right. The customer wants this because he's the one buying. He's the one giving the money. No matter what, that's what he wants. Even though you can't give it to him,
that's not a throw-up perspective. But somebody getting a low salary and for the business, you still have to talk nice.
Right.
There's no reason to be rude. There's no
right.
No reason to be nasty. There's no reason to yell and scream at people that have. Like you run into a line, if you want something done, go to the head, not the person who put the things on the shelf. Oh, you don't know what you're saying? Like the guy who put in things on the shelf, he has nothing to do with the orders or what is missing on the shelf.
So Shlomo HaMelech had told us, Al tei tzadik harbe. Don't go too far in your aspiration for piety. Sometimes people can go beyond the call of the Torah. And they think they're being more pious, and it backfires, like King Saul. The Torah says he should go to war, and he says, yeah, but. So it backfired, right? The Jewish people was threatened with annihilation by Haman, and it was all because King Saul hesitated. So even though the Torah, even though Shlomo HaMelech had said, don't be too righteous, he comes back and says, "Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yichta." But don't think you're perfect. No one's perfect. There's always room for improvement. There's always room to think about what we've done so that we can improve. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Gam lechol ha-devarim asher yedaberu al titen libecha. Shlomo HaMelech says, Gam lechol ha-devarim. He's speaking as an allusion to his grandfather. Okay, not technically it's not his grandfather, it's his father's father-in-law, right? Saul was David's father-in-law. Shlomo wasn't a direct descendant from Saul. He didn't come from Saul's daughter. But he is talking about his father's father-in-law, the first king of Israel, who murdered or who had killed the city of priests, Nov, the city of Kohanim. And about him, King Solomon said here in Ecclesiastes, don't be too wicked. So now he comes and says, Gam lechol ha-devarim asher yidabru elecha, al titen libecha. People will tell you a lot of things. Don't believe them. One of the most dangerous things a leader has is the lashon hara that he's told. People might mean well, but when you're in a position of leadership, so people come and tell you Lashon Hara all the time. You just have to know that so-and-so is this and so-and-so is that. One of our responsibilities, especially as a boss, especially as a parent, especially as a leader in any job, is not to believe. People will tell you Lashon Hara. Don't be quick to accept it. Rabbi Yaakov Horowitz says that as a teacher, he would never talk to the last year's Rebbe. He said, I don't want to know what they think about which student was the troublemaker. I want every student to start with a clean slate by me. I don't need to hear all the bad things they have to say. And then the student is starting two notches down with me. And this is true for everyone. Saying we all have positions of leadership. If you'll have a store, if you'll have workers, if you'll have partners, if you'll have children, people will try to manipulate your feelings. And they might mean well. Your responsibility is to be smart enough to say, I don't know, I hear, we'll see, and then verify, and be unbiased. Verify truthfully. I'll tell you a scary story. Person I know, came to a community, and he's the rabbi there. And they said to him, should just be careful of so-and-so. Every time after davening, she would come to the rabbi and talk to him and drive him crazy. And she's a little crazy. Okay. So he's forewarned, you know, after davening, so-and-so's going to come to you, and she's just a little bit crazy. what they didn't tell him was that the woman, no one knew, but she already had numerous tumors, and she had so many medical issues that she was dealing with, so she wanted to talk. But is that so terrible if you understand where the person's coming from? So if you walk into a position and you believe what people tell you, you already have an attitude to people. Along comes Shlomo HaMelech and says, "Gam lechol advarim asher daberu al titen libecha." People will tell you things, you can't buy into it. They say it, so you say maybe. Okay, you leave it on the side. Like we say, "Lemecha shmi habayi." When it comes to Lashon Hara, sometimes we say you have to be careful, you have to be concerned, it's a possibility. But not more than that. Don't take it as definitive. And this is one of the things that you have a choice in life. You can ignore it, this piece of advice, and you might never know, you keep stumbling over it. You can ignore it, and you could learn the hard way, or you could learn it in advance, and then over life you'll see how smart it is. Don't be quick to believe what people tell you. When people say something, I remember when I first came, I don't know if I'm allowed to say which Rav I was apprenticing by, where a certain court case came up, and one of the people came to the Rav and told him a whole slew of Lashon Hara. So the defendant in this court case came to another rabbi and said, "What am I supposed to do now? You know, they came and told him all this about me, and now what?" So he said, "Don't worry, he's smart. When people tell him things, he doesn't believe them anyways. You're not one step down. You might even be one step up, because when he hears things, the first thing he says in his mind is, maybe, and maybe not. Maybe this guy just made it all up. Believe me." And I remember standing there hearing this and thinking, wow, can you really do that? That's Shlomo's advice. People tell you things, it's Lashon Hara, al titen libecha. Don't give your heart. Don't be easily convinced. Don't be quick to believe. And the more you have a position of leadership, the more important it is. But you should know it happens in all of our lives. You walk in and your son is gushing blood. And you ask him, "What happened?" And he says, "The neighbor picked up a stick and beat me." No. And... what are you ready to do? You're ready to run out and do who knows what to the neighbor. But did your son tell you that he picked up the stick first and he was beating the neighbor first? Did he tell you what the other guy looks like? Did he tell you a lot of other details that are not relevant, right? Gam lechol advarim asher daberu al titen libecha. When people tell you things, don't be quick to accept it. Don't give over your heart so easily. Asher lo tishma et avdecha mekalelecha. Don't listen to everything you're told, and don't try to hear everything that's said. It's also good to avoid hearing certain things. You don't want to hear your servant cursing you. The nature of workers is that they always look at the boss and curse him. It doesn't matter if the boss is a good boss, he's a nice boss, he's a kind boss. Everyone hates the boss. You know, got to make jokes about somebody. So everyone makes jokes about the boss. Tells Shlomo HaMelech, he says, don't believe everything you hear. Don't try to hear everything that's said. Now this is a rule for parents too. You don't have to hear everything the kids say. So sometimes they say things and it's better you make believe you didn't hear. I told you guys the story about the igloos, right?
Make believe you don't hear, or
when possible, don't hear. When possible, don't hear. There was a time that there was a loose jack to the internet here in the Mahon. There was a time once where guys could access the Mahon's internet and no one knew about it, and there was a jack to the Mahon's internet. Guys discovered it, and they could do whatever they wanted with it. So I once walked right by that jack. It was like 11:30 at night. It was a Thursday night. And I was returning Sfarim, and I hear a group of guys. So I started walking over, and suddenly I got the feeling from what I was hearing that they were all laughing at an immodest video. So I tiptoed away. I ran away so I wouldn't see them and they wouldn't see me. I don't want to see them, and I don't want them to see that I might have seen them. Sometimes it's better you shouldn't know. Sometimes as a parent, you don't have to see everything. Now, you have to know where to call the shots on this. I once got a phone call. A person was visiting their family. They went online and they discovered that their younger siblings were watching pornography. So they ignored it. Then they called up and asked, is it right to ignore it? You know, maybe it is my business. Maybe it is my business. I said, for sure it's your business. Call your parents and tell them that they have to know that their kids are watching pornography. You know, they have to deal. They have to decide if they're ignoring it or not ignoring it. But if you stumbled on this, you know your siblings are doing this. Your parents have to decide if to ignore it or not. Obviously, if it's a normal educational situation, so then the parents should not ignore it. They should deal with it, which they actually did, those parents. But coming back to here, Shlomo Melech says, sometimes your job as a leader is not to believe everything you're told. Sometimes your job as a leader is not to hear everything that's said. Try to avoid certain conversations. Asher lo tishma avdecha mekallecha. You're better off not hearing your servant as he curses you. Because your heart knows that many times asher gam ata kilalta acherim, you were also cursing people. You remember what it was like to be a worker. Don't go listening to them curse you, because you know what it was like where you were in the same boat. Kol zo nisiti v'chochma. The following I've tried, I've experienced all of this in wisdom. Amarti echkama v'hi rechoka mimeni. What I'm about to tell you, says Shlomo HaMelech, was my experiment to grow in wisdom, and as much as I tried, I feel like there's still a long way to go. It's far off. What is he talking about? That's the next piece. This is introductory to the next piece of wisdom that Shlomo HaMelech explored, which we can see Be'ezrat Hashem in a few minutes.